Okay, today we're going to do Daf Chav Zayin. Chav Zayin Masech, the Brachos, there's a very important Taisvist. The Gemara talks, there's a very important Taisvist which is Nogia Halacha L'Maisa. This is very, very important Halachic Inyan. The Gemara talks about making an early Shabbos, and then talks about making an early Mitzvah Shabbos. Davening Ma'ariv. Davening Ma'ariv, I'm not talking about Ashkenazim. Davening Ma'ariv early. So the Gemara says there's no issue whatsoever. A person l'chatchila is allowed to daven Ma'ariv before the sun sets. Let's talk about Ashkenazim. Ashkenazim, we derechlal, even the Gerich Hasidim, also they daven Ma'ariv, they daven Mincha before Shkia, they daven Ma'ariv after Shkia. So let's assume that the Zman, let's use the following givens, following assumptions. Here we live in America, let's work with Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says that say Sakhar Chavim for Darius is 50 minutes. Okay, let's just work with that mach. What does the rabbi here do? What does he hold for the Raisa? Okay, let's assume most people are.
He personally holds the second month. Right?
60 minutes.
He waits afterwards, but for sure it's the first month.
50, okay, there are many zman. You can even do 40 minutes, and there's 30 minutes, and there's all these zman. And B'nai Torah in this community, generally, they will not do malach until 60 minutes.
Yeah.
That's like the B'nai Torah. The Balabatim, what? After sunset. Those that are very, very machmir, they'll wait until 72 minutes. And those that are really extremists, they'll wait until 92 minutes. Okay, 90 minutes, 92 minutes, shazmanios, whatever it is. But generally, balabatim, and this is the way it was done here for many, many years. This is Psak of Moshe Feinstein, the Poisek Hadar. 50 minutes after shkia, after sunset, is Laila. Min haTorah for all dinim that are min haDaraisa, 50 minutes. There are poiskim that are more lean than Rav Moshe, and they say it's already called zman laila, less than 40 minutes. There are many different opinions, but let's work with Rav Moshe Feinstein that it's Shabbos is not over min haTorah until 50 minutes pass. 50 for a din de Oraisa, for a din de Rabbanon, 41 minutes.
From sunset.
So Sfiras Oimer, Zman has there's only mid Rabbanon. You only need to wait 41 minutes after sunset to say Sfiras Oimer. To make Havdalah, a Shabbos to be over, not that it's a Shabbos to do Mulacha, you wait 50 minutes. Mikra Megillah, to lay in the Megillah, that's called Divrei Nevi'im. Divrei Nevi'im has the status of a de Oraisa. So generally, people will not lay Megillah until 50 minutes are over. A fast day is only midrabanan. People for some, I don't know, this is a mystery, I don't know, people wait 45 minutes. It's almost universal. Whether you're a Haredi or whether you're not religious, you'll wait 45 minutes for a fast day, the Dalataniyos, not the Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you're going to have to wait until 50 minutes. But a regular fast day, I don't know why. Everyone waits 45 minutes. L'chor, there's no need to wait 45 minutes. L'chor, you can wait 41 minutes. You can wait even less. For some reason, people, I don't know, everyone across the board, B'nai Torah, not B'nai Torah, everyone waits 45 minutes for a fast day, Midrabanan, a fast day. Okay, now, what about make davening Ma'ariv Mitzvah Shabbos before Shabbos is over? So the answer is yes. The Gemara says, no big deal, you can daven Ma'ariv as early as you want. Not only can you daven Ma'ariv before, you can even make Havdalah. Oh, you can make it, but you can't the Eish. You can't light a candle, and you can't do besamim. But you can be mavdil alakos. The person has to go on to catch a plane. Mitzvah Shabbos, you have a flight to catch, and every last minute counts. And you're not going to be davening with a minion because you're not going to have enough time, and you want to daven. You can lechatzila. You can daven ma'ariv after sunset when everyone is eating shalosh shittos. You can be davening ma'ariv, and you can even make havdalah. You can take out a kois. You take out a kois shal yain, and you say hamav. Make the bracha bar priyagav and amad mikosh shachol you made avdallah, but of course you can't do melacha. You can make avdallah early.
Did you say atochanan klanu?
Yes, you can. You should say it. You davening ma'ariv, you must say it. But then that's the chesh one, and that's what Taisus over here says. Taisus over here says sali shlo mitzvah Shabbos yesh loymar. So Taisus over here says the hocha ma'ariv she yesh lo mitzvah mitzvah lasoyis be mitzvah Shabbos came you go in the leches lo multinoik v'lo yelo yayin avdallah im lo yachdim. What in the world are you doing? Well, the end of Taisus, there are two chidushim of Taisus. The end of Taisus, he says, the gamim melacha osur al chashech. The end of Taisus says, don't make a mistake and think that when the Gemara says you can daven ma'ariv early, and you can make Havdalah early, you can do Malacha early. That's connected Kol HaTorah Kula. You can daven after sunset, right? The sun has set. Or even before the sunset, you can daven Plag Mincha. An hour and 15 minutes before sunset, you could already daven Ma'ariv. And you can make Havdalah. The sun is out. Can you imagine Shabbos? Can I do Malacha? Can I turn on the lights? Can I get on a plane? Taisus says, no way. No way. Just because you can daven Ma'ariv early and you can make Havdalah before 50 minutes, we're not using our numbers, you can't do Malacha. You can't do Malacha until Shabbos is totally over, 50 minutes after Shia. So then Taisus Sakasha, but what about Taisus Shabbos? There's a halacha, there's a pasuk, and there's a drasha, that there's a special inyan to have to be moisif mechol ala kodesh, both before and after. Women light candles 18 minutes before sunset. Taisus Shabbos, 18 minutes. Mitzvah Shabbos, you should wait a minute, 2 minutes. So Taisus says, if you're going to daven ma'ariv before 50 minutes after sunset, or you're going to even, you can make Havdalah, you're going to even say Atochan Antanu, where is the Tois V'Shabbos? So Tois basically says, you don't, it's right, you lost it, you lose. If you will daven Ma'ariv before 50 minutes after sunset, and say in your Shmona Esrei, as you should Atochan Antanu, or you'll make Havdalah Al HaKois, you can't do Malacha, but that Havdalah you have made, and that Atachon Antana you have recited, what does it do? It's basically, this is the way of Soloveitchik, of Yosheber Soloveitchik, this is of Yosheber Soloveitchik, as soon as Daf Al Daf explains, it's totally Vo'imed. It's a Havdalah, it's been done, it's there, and it's waiting to be activated the very, very first moment Shabbos is over. So you've said Havdalah, you've done Ma'ar before the sun has set. You hold, in your opinion, that Shabbos is over 50 minutes after sunset. So exactly, bidiyuk, when Shabbos is over, that Havdalah that you have made is now triggered, Shabbos is over.
Concept like that tonight?
Pretty, yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Why is that any different than the person who holds 50 minutes to begin with?
Oh, so there's no difference. Let me say, oh, so the person who holds, oh, so let me say, what's the answer? So the answer, let's say a person who holds 50 minutes. So when is he diving Ma'ar? So typically he's diving Ma'ar 50 minutes after sunset. That's what I want to get. That's the point I want to make. Person holds Shabbos is over 50 minutes after sunset. And he diving Ma'ar, let's make believe 50 minutes. I diving the Shabbos 50 minutes. I went to a minion the Shabbos. It's a Shabbos. I went to a minion. There was the diving, what time is that Ma'ar? It's only 50 minutes after sunset. I came there late and they already of Kriya Shema. Okay, 50 minutes. When do you get to say Atochan Antanu? Well, it takes at least, from the time you say Baruch Hu V'Racham until Atochan Antanu, it takes at least, I don't know, 5 minutes? 3 minutes? Whatever, it takes at least 3-4 minutes. So those 3-4 minutes are your Tais for Shabbos.
Wow.
Right? Yeah. That's your Tais for Shabbos. Because Shabbos technically is over, 50 minutes, technically it's over, but I'm not doing Malacha. You're not allowed to do Malacha until you make Havdalah. At least Mavl ben Kodesh Lachol. I'm not going to say the words Mavl ben Kodesh Lachol until I get Atachan Antanu. It'll take me at least 4 or 5 minutes. No, so those 4 or 5 minutes was my fulfillment of the mitzvah de'oraisa of Taisus Shabbos. But Taisus Takasha, this Taisus Kasha, this person, the Gemara tells us, can daven Ma'ar before sunset. Can make Havdalah before sunset. And that means, the Lomdis, according to Rav Yosheh Ber Soloveitchik, is that you've made Havdalah, you can't do Malacha. Taisus explicitly says he can't do Malacha. But you made Havdalah, the Havdalah is totally Vo'imed, it's still hanging there. The very first moment when Shabbos is over, according to your opinion, according to your Shita, is when the Havdalah will be triggered. So you know what? You lose. You have lost out on a mitzvah de'oraisa of Taisus Shabbos. So Taisus Kasha then is, look at Taisus careful, that's what he's asking. So how are you allowed to do this? How are we allowed to lose that on Taisus Shabbos and daven early? How can the Gemara tell us this? So the answer basically is you're not. It's only because this is unusual circumstances. You have a mitzvah to do, and every last second counts. Every last second counts. You have to run to go do a bris milah tomorrow morning. You got to catch a flight to do a bris milah tomorrow morning, or you have an oyes and a mitzvah, whatever it is. You can't even wait 1 second to daven marv. So in this case, you're allowed to be moichel on the tois of Shabbos and run ahead to do the mitzvah. Now, what is this nogei halacha lemaisa? Zeh halacha lemaisa in the shuls. A lot of shuls want to daven. They are people. They have different minyan. They want to daven ma'ariv mitzvah Shabbos as early as possible. I always, in my father's shul, on Israel Avenue J, it's always been like this. They daven ma'ariv 47 minutes after shkia. So he says, what in the world is this 47 minutes business? And my father went with the shita that is 50 minutes. So 50 minutes. So why is Marv always 47? I don't know what they do now. I don't know. I'm not doing anymore. I used to do the calendar for them for many years. So I figured out, based upon this thesis, is that if you want to daven ma'ariv early, everyone's rushing to go somewhere, and that's why you're not going to. So daven ma'ariv 45 minutes. What are you afraid of? Melacha. What are you afraid of? People should not do melacha until early, before Shabbos over. You're not going to finish ma'ariv for at least 10 minutes. Even the fastest ma'ariv, the fastest gun in the West, is not going to finish ma'ariv mitzvah Shabbos from Behu Rachum until Kaddish to Skabel will take at least
10 minutes.
It just doesn't go. Can't say the word so fast. So why don't we daven ma'ariv 40 minutes? The answer is, I'm assuming this is the pshat, is that it's true, you're not going to finish ma'ariv. But when you say Atochan Antanu, it's on Shabbos. If you say Atochan Antanu any time before 50 minutes, your Atochan Antanu doesn't work. Because it's not yet 50 minutes. If it's not yet 50 minutes, you can't do Malacha. But it's on hold. That means the very first moment when it's 50 on the dot, on the second, automatically it's triggered. You lose Tais V'Shabbos. No one can daven from Behu Rachum, no matter how fast you are, to Atah Chantanu less than 3 minutes. It takes at least 5 minutes to get from Behu Rachum until Atah Chantanu, no matter how fast you are. So this one, this is like a minyan, a ma'ariv, which people are on the, they gotta go. It's really the earliest time you can daven ma'ariv mitzvah Shabbos without losing out Tais V'Shabbos. Because it'll take at least 5 minutes, so you'll chaperein 2 minutes of Tais V'Shabbos. Look, you want to be a real heavy-duty Haredi, go down 90 minutes. You'll find the minyan. But if you want to go early as possible, which many people have needs, they have children, avos subanim, right? You got to go to Rise and Shir. No, it's got to be quick. You got to really be swift to get a parking spot to go right away with Shabbos to get there. So you got to go early. But the earliest you can daven without losing out on Tais V'Shabbos is don't chaperein and lose out on the Atah V'Chon Antanu before you come to 50 minutes. It's a very important reason. Yeah?
My mother was nifta on Shabbos. I was told to daven early. Because or else I wouldn't be able to.
Right, that's a halacha of aninus, right, very good, because you're not in a chanami, right, exactly. Right, you'll be part of later on, because of aninus, merely that one is still Shabbos, is right, that's all ties in the circuit. Okay, this is what?
I'll give you a ride to the shiur.
Okay, let me tell you another short vod. This is a very good, this is something very kedai to hear. Because this is something girsa diyam kusa, and you learned the daf yesterday, so everything it opens, it's like things that you learn as a child, all of a sudden have a whole new meaning when you learn it on a new, mature level later in life. Everyone knows, everyone in I don't know what grade, first, second, third grade, you learn Parshas Vayera. Everyone comes home with the sheets. Vayero, I love Hashem, Beiloni Mamre. Hashem appears to Avram and Eloni Mamre. Where is Avram sitting? For who? Avram is Yoshev Pesach Oihel Kichom Hayom. He's sitting at the front gate. What is he doing there? This is right after he had a bris milah. He had a bris milah, the end of Parshas Lech Lecha. Avram Avinu was 90. How old was he, Avram Avinu, when he had the bris milah? He was 99 years old.
Yes.
99 years old. These children, they know the answer to these questions. 99 years old, he had a bris milah. And now three malachim come to visit Avram. Now, what is Avram doing? He should be recuperating. It was the third day from his bris milah. It was the 10th day. He's in a lot of pain. What is he doing? How come? He's looking to be machnes orach. He's looking for some guess. So, and what does the pasuk say? Why is it a hot summer day. So everyone knows this Rashi. Hoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chama Minar Tiko. Hashem took the sun out of its sheath. Right, took out of the sheet. Shaloil hatrichoy ba'orchem. Hashem did not want to trouble. I'm not even with guests. So Hashem made it exceptionally hot, so that guests will not be on the road. So he should not be matriach when he's not feeling well to take them in. Ulefi shera'u shemitzta'er shelo hoyu orchem. I'm not even. That was his whole hanon life. He wanted guests, even though he was uncomfortable. So shelo orchem born heavy hamalachem lo b'dmus anesh v'akadosh baruch hu brought malachem in the image in the form of. Amen. Now this word kichoyim hayom is mentioned in today's in yesterday's daf. Yesterday's daf we discussed zman of the when they gathered the mon, and it says they gathered vayilkutu oisoi baboiker baboiker. They gathered the mon every single morning boiker. But they were only able to gather the mon as long as it exists. As it existed, it came a certain point in the day. V'cham hashemesh v'namos. When the sun would get hot, it would melt. So the Gemara's question is: V'cham hashemesh v'namos. You can't gather it if it melted. So we have to find the balance between boker, the morning, the boker, and the time in the morning before it melts. And the Gemara has this brilliant drasha that the morning only goes until the end of the fourth hour. The whole Gemara discussed this because it has to be boker, but it has to be at a point in time where it did not get melt. When does it begin to melt? The Cham Hashem, the Gemara's maskan is, it's only Cham. Only when you're under the sun, when you're exposed to the sun, but when you're in the shade, it's not cham. When at what point in the day is it true that it's only hot when you're under the rays of the sun, but it's cool in the shade? That is the end of the fourth hour, because when you get already to the fifth hour and certainly the sixth hour, then it's so hot, it's even hot underneath the shade. Once the heat is so intense, even if you go under a tree, you go under a bus shelter, it's still hot. What time in the day is it only hot? Only when it's Cham Hashemesh, meaning it's Cham, only when you're in direct contact with the rays of the sun, that's until the fourth hour. Then it's Cham under the Shemesh, but it's cold, it's cooler, underneath the shade. Okay, that's the Gemara's mission. Then the Gemara says, how do you know this? The Gemara, in the part of the Gemara's discussion, the Gemara says, the Gemara quotes the pasuk by Avraham Avinu, kichoyim hayoyim, harei sheishos amor, homani mekayim. So the Gemara says that this, kichoyim hayoyim, is the sixth hour of the day. It says by Avraham Avinu, let's see what it says over here. The Gemara, let me say, Ma'an tana l'chod etznan, v'cham ha-shemesh v'namos, b'yar-b'shos, atam b'yar-b'shos, oy ein elo b'sheishos, kishu oymer, the Gemara answers, kishu oymer, kichoyim hayoyim, harei sheishos omor, homani mekayim, v'cham ha-shemesh v'namos, b'yar-b'shos. The Gemara learns this drasha by comparing the expression the Cham HaShemesh that's said by the Mon to what it says by Avraham, where it says Kichoyim Hayoyim. If it says Choyim Hayoyim, the heat of the day, that's Chatzois. At Chatzois, the whole day is Choyim. There is heat everywhere. Here, there, and everywhere. Whether you're in contact with the rays of the sun or you're under the shade, the whole place is choyim. But by the mon, it doesn't say kichoyim hayoyim. It says cham hashemesh. It's only hot, cham, only under in contact, direct contact with the shemesh. So the Gemara compares these two expressions, and the Gemara says we have a difference. But what does the Gemara use as its starting point? That when it says by Avraham Avinu kichoyim hayoyim, it means chatzos. So that's true if you take the pasuk literally. When did Avraham Avinu go out to find guests? He went out during choyim hayoyim. It says vayeroy lo Hashem ve'elori mamrei v'hu yoyishev pesach oyel kichoyim hayoyim, at the time of choyim hayoyim. And the Gemara says, what is choyim hayoyim? 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock. It's choim everywhere. There's no difference between shemesh and tzel. Only by the mon does it say v'cham hashemesh. It's only cham opposite the sun, but it's cold opposite the tzel. But by Avraham Avinu it says choim hayoyim. It's hot everywhere. It's hot by the shemesh and it's hot by the tzel. So by Avraham it says it's referring to 12 o'clock. And now we know to we work backwards. There it's referring to 4 o'clock. But wait a minute, the Gemara tells us, when do people eat lunch? When? So the Gemara gives different times. No one eats lunch before the fifth hour of the day. And some eat lunch, the Gemara says that a regular person, a poil, an average person eats lunch they don't eat breakfast in those times, they take a taste. They eat their main meal at the fourth hour of the day. Then I don't remember the detail anymore, there are certain types of people which eat lunch during the fifth hour of the day. And Talmidei Chachamim, who are busy learning the whole morning, they don't want to be mafsik, they eat their lunch at the sixth hour of the day. But the average person eats their lunch at the fourth hour of the day. Now the problem then is, Avraham Avinu is looking to bring someone in for lunch. When do workers come home? They come home during the fourth hour of the day for their lunch break. Avraham Avinu, what, he thinks the whole world is in Kailo? He's Kechoyim Hayom, and the Gemara defines Choyim Hayom to be the sixth hour of the day.
It's too late.
And the Gemara used this as the base to Fatay Shcham HaShemesh. And Avraham Avinu was sitting Kechoyim Hayom looking to give someone lunch. Avraham Avinu, they already ate lunch. The whole world is not in Kailo. They're working. And working people, the Gemara says, eats lunch during the fourth hour of the day. Yeah? The fourth hour of the day. So what's going on over here? So now two different points to answer the question. Now you understand why it says the chaf hadimyon. The answer is, doesn't say. The pasuk should really grammatically should say, he was saying Pesach oil, or bichoim hayoim. Bichoim hayoim, or choim hayoim. You don't need the prefix altogether. What's kichoim? The chof is not the right word. It should say, if he was actually sitting during noon, it should say, Bichoim Hayoim, with a beis. Or, you don't need the prefix. That's the way to the Hebrew words are chos. We had that in the Yishaya today, with the lamed, limoyshe, like li'om. The lamed is missed. The chof ruins it. So what's going on here? Oh, now we understand what Rashi says. How did Rashi know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out the sun from its sheath? Because the truth was, Avraham Avinu was looking for people to be machnes orach during the fourth hour of the day when people come home from work to eat lunch, who don't have where to eat. Because Avraham Avinu was not looking for, not waiting for the sixth hour. So Avraham Avinu was, what time was he coming, what was he looking for? It was 4 o'clock. It was the 10 o'clock. It was 10 o'clock. He was outdoors. But then it should not be choim hayoim. It's choim hashemesh. Because at 10 o'clock, it's only hot when you're in contact with the rays of the sun. But if you're under the shade, it's not hot. So it would be more correct for the pasuk to say v'yoyishev pesach oyel ki choim hashemesh b'choim hashemesh. That's based on today's daf. 10 o'clock is called choim hashemesh v'cham hashemesh v'namos. Chatzois is choim hayoyim. So the chof over here doesn't make any sense. So the pasuk should really say v'yoyishev pesach oyel b'choim hashemesh. 10 o'clock. That's today's daf. 10 o'clock is called Choyim HaShemesh. B'Choyim HaShemesh. So what's the pasuk here saying? Ki Choyim HaYoyim. Rashi says, if it was Taka 10 o'clock, and it was Choyim HaShemesh, B'Choyim HaShemesh, it would be a regular day. A regular day, it's not so hot. It's not so hot. It's only hot if you go out under the sun. But if you go under a picnic table, it's beautiful. Under the rays of the sun, it's hot. Under a picnic table, there's shade. It's only hot opposite the shemesh. It's not hot opposite the shade. That would be normal. But Hashem was moitzi on this day, the chama min artikya, took out the sun from its sheath. So today it was unusually hot. So even at 10 o'clock, it was hot at 10 o'clock, kichoim hayom, as if it was chatzos. So it was taka 10 o'clock, it was the zman of Choyim Shemesh, but Hashem was moitzi the chama min artikya, took the sun out of its sheath. Memele, it was so hot, 10 o'clock, it was kichoim hayom, as if it was 12 o'clock. And 12 o'clock, no one's going in the street. You know why no one's going in the street? It's too hot. Hashem didn't want to be matriach Avraham Avinu. And Memele, he brought malachim. Unbelievable. Daf ala daf.
Good. I enjoy it. Very good.